A very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove, and welcome to The Connection on the 26th of June, coming to you live from Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, co-hosting with Mike today.
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome. So, bafethu, lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection Live Talk. We are speaking about the one thing that everyone seems to be talking about, the one thing on everyone's mouth, especially when you're talking about football. Ngiyathaba. I love umdlalo wenguqu. You know ukuthi right now, bafethu, the only thing you're thinking about is the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Yilolu daba esiphatha kuhlelo lamhlanje.
And to join our discussion tonight, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live talk, of course, Bafetu, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium shortwave frequency. And of course, 4930 Ganyele 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday. At 8 p.m., Buffett.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming. So if you haven't liked our pages yet, go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation right now.
Yes, 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 Bafethu. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Uhlelo Lethu, Uhlelo Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we are speaking about umdlalo wenguqu, umncintisano lo that seems to be on everyone else's mouth, umncintisano we FIFA World Cup walonyaka.
Yes, and Mike, what's very interesting right now for football lovers is the big match between Nigeria and Argentina.
Ziyawa.
Who do you support? If you're a
Mama,
Messi supporter?
I've made this very, very clear.
And an African.
Pachirongwa chedu apa extra time muna Mike. I made it 100% clear. Uti gulum ntisano. I am 100% Wakanda. I am supporting any team and every team that is African. So gulum jalo vele. I am going one way. I'm going with the Super Eagles. Abafanabe Nigeria.
Mike, nasi vashinji varikuti iwo, they don't really know kuti which way do they go because kana iwo uri super fan yema Argentinians. Although uchida kuti Africa ende remberi unombotarisa uchiti zvino Messi womsiya here woenda kune Nigeria wona iva vana Musa varikutamba nasi. It's, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen because Nigeria is under a lot of pressure.
Super, super, super.
They are carrying
both
Africa.
Teams are under pressure, Mama. I Argentina kumele inqobe ukuthi iqhubekele phambili. And of course, the Super Eagles have to win too if they're looking to proceed. Uh-huh. But Mama, for those that are joining us right now, the game just kicked off. Umdlalo o phakathi we lizwe ele Nigeria. Argentina. So, Mama, please walk me through the lineup. And,
right now, you know, I've been just pulling it up in goals. Like F. Uzoho. We also have El Balogni. Mastacho Maikano Tinete. W. Trust Ikong. K. Omeru. Do Nigeria. V. Moses.
Victor.
Victor Moses. O. Ndidi. O. G. O. B. Mikhail.
The captain himself.
Oti Tebo. E Azanzi B. Ibohu.
Idohu.
Yandrukunyanyozi. Yanukutaka tamba zvakanaka ndi
Ahmed Musa. Number seven himself.
Na K. Ihenan Cho. Iwochito zvokwana mesa.
Right. So, for iqembu ela Argentina, ngibone sike sacela abantu ukuthi basitshele ukuthi babona ngani ngibani ozanqoba. So, those representing Argentina, let me just walk you through the Argentinian lineup.
Yes.
Thus far, at up front, we have Gonzalo Higuain. We have Lionel Messi just behind him in the central attacking midfielder. We have Di Maria playing on the left. We have Perez playing on the right. We have Mascherano playing right behind Perez as a central defensive midfielder. We have Benega playing on the, as a left central defensive midfielder. Now, at the back, it looks like they have four defensive players. They have Mercado playing at the right. They have Otamendi playing in the middle as a center back alongside Majo Rojo, my favorite Manchester United defender, playing in the center back. And then at the left back position, they have Tagliafico. And then in the post, they have Armani. So, Bafethu, Ziyawa, it's going down.
Iqembu
ele Nigeria, Mama.
apa manje vazhinji regai timboenda pa Facebook page tikutona pane vamwe vatopinda pa Facebook page yedu yeshona vatoti ivo vapinda pachirongwa izvezvi pana Maxson Maxist Mauje hanzi watching you from Namibia Zobadi best fe hanzi go Nigeria and Senegal yizo then Kathy Maz ari kuti watching you from Kapa pindai muchirongwa mva matipa manamba zenyu mutitifone tiendai kanengoni hanzi watching from Dubai tine vanhu vari kuona vari ku Dubai Mike
ziawa mama ziawa
so but the best answer isusu tiri eastbound tukuenda ku Ohio ko love more mafunde ari kuti watching from Chipinge ndine hama yangu iri ku Chipinge iri kuona iri ku Chipinge ikoko Samantha Memory Liwayo watching from Cape Town CWZ manzi watching you from Cape Town
singahamba ku castle letu ele VON Debelesilo Isabel Mampofu uti lami I'm an African so I'll go for Nigeria sisonke Mampofu usikhangonya uyafa ngokuhleka and then uMampofu uyaphinda njalo uti salibonani izihlobo support team Nigeria mama ngizokuthi si lo guest wethu oqala uMali right
ngathi endithinzwe
mama Mali unjani njalo kadzirai makadi yenyu
Hey makadi.
Aiwa tiripo tiropo tinokugamuchira ika muchirongwa mabva mapinda.
Aiwa ndokufara ndiri pachirongwa nasi.
Saka nhasi tirotaura nezve FIFA World Cup ndaudzwaona na mothers wangu ava marvelous kuti you are a sports analyst.
Yes.
Kuti mutambo wenhabvundiro zvenyu izvozvo.
Ndinomboedza kumbotarisa.
Asi Mike katanga tambova recorder. Malini, tata kurekoda regai timbo handiziyo kuti video yedu iri ready here but since tinewe on the line I guess maybe it's better to tell on the direct.
Live in action.
Iwe uri kuona sei mutambo uyu tinoona kuti vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti pana Messi ku Argentina asi moyo wavo zve wakatarisa kuti Nigeria ndeye ku Africa. Uri kuona kuti panomira sei papapa. Zvinofana kuitika nasi kuti Nigeria endirire mberi.
Zvokufana kuitika nasi mazende zvekuti Nigeria iri kungoda draw kuti iende mberi handiti ingave 0-0 ingave 1-1 ingave 2-2 asi takatarisa history yekutamba kwenyika mbiri idzi tichitarisa Argentina neNigeria Nigeria isati yambokunda Argentina saka zvinoti netsei paNigeria asi mukukundwa kweNigeria yaingokundwa ma1-0 kana 2-1 1-0 2-1 Saka inini nekutarisa kuti matambira akaita Nigeria neIceland ndichienzanisa matambira akaita Argentina even neIceland nasi ndombomirawo neNigeria semuAfrica.
Yes, she just made me happy.
Yes, I can see that Mike has been out here advocating for the African teams. Maybe take us through that scenario in English. What does Nigeria have to do today to stay in, to make it to the next round?
Okay, so if you're looking at the group, we see Croatia have already qualified because they won their first two games, so they're through. And then Nigeria is in second place with 4 points. So Argentina has 1 point and Iceland also has 1 point. So what Nigeria just needs to do today is to have a draw against Argentina and then they're through to the final 16.
Aiwa, hold on, Ipapo, Malina, Mike, I don't know if you have anything else you want to ask, Malin, before we move on.
What I'm trying to understand, Malin, is I would like you to put on your analyst hat on for 1 second. What happened with the rest of the African teams? Everyone was looking at Egypt, Egypt is supposed to be the team that's performing in this World Cup, but they came out with nothing, not even one victory.
Well, it's been unfortunate, to be honest, for African teams. And I would attribute that to a lapse in concentration towards the end of the game. If you notice, Egypt and Morocco were conceding goals in the 93rd minute, in the dying minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. And I would say that, at the end of the game, that's when, somehow they lapse in concentration to think it's all over. They've got a draw. But then, the opponents were actually coming full force at them. I also want to look at Morocco. Morocco played very well against Iran. Morocco played very well in all their games, but they were just unlucky. You see, they actually drew 2-0 with Spain at the end, but still had to go back home. And then, Senegal has been the most impressive so far. They didn't lapse in concentration, and they won impressively. Nigeria didn't do so well in their first game, but then against Iceland, they were marvelous.
That is correct. They were marvelous. Pun
Thank
intended.
You for using my name right there. Malin, tombodzo kera kurimirwa mai kuti wataura iwewe zvanyatso ndibata kuti Mike afunza kuti kosei zvikwata zviri ku Africa zviri kuwanikwa zvichibuda. Zvinenge zvatamba zvakanaka chaizvo zvinonwisa mvura first half zvopinda second half zvichikikidza zvichikikidza tozoona ko magumoko vowanikwa vachiwa chii chiri kumboitika
ini ndikona kuti panyaya yeconcentration apa kunyatsotarisa kuti aiwa kagame rinopera pano panoridzwa pembe ndopanopera game kwete nekuti aiwa haiye zvinotaa kuchizorora manje pakuda kutodzokera chikumahochera kwedu aiyo hapana timu yakaenda kumasaro kuworld cup vese vari kuda kutohwina And in the third is that I have not my set piece, my free kick, my corner kick. Katarisa maAfrican teams ese assessing aso pagona ipapo haungakwanisi kudzidzisa munhu ane 27, 28, 29 years kuti aiwa kana munhu achitora free kick apa iwe unohedha osei ndozvandirikuona zviri kugonekwa stereki nemateams ekueurope mateams ekusouth america mateams ekuasia ndopatiri kukurirwa ipapo pamatactical issues edu saka ndirikuona kunge padevelopment yebhora muafrica hatisatanyatsosvitsanyatsosimisidzana neve kunana europe apa
I was very interesting there, Charlene. Just, you know, to take us back a little bit, maybe, you know, a lot of people were comparing EMS arikutamba nasu. Cristiano Ronaldo. Kuni muZimbabwe vanhu vari kuti chi pakati pe, you know, pema players iwaya tisatapinda zvedu mu game redura nasi riripo.
Zvaitarisirwa pana Messi ndokuona zvirizvo zviri kuitwa naRonaldo asi zvandikuona matauriro ari kuita vanhu muZimbabwe ndezvekuti tikatarisa matambiro ari kuita Argentina seteam varikunyanyotarisira Messi kuti ange ari anovaendesa mberi saka ivo seteam havasi kunyatsotamba vakabatana zvichirizvo zviri kuitika kuPortugal Portugal Ronaldo arimo ari kugona asi ari kuwana sapoti yakakwana ndozvinobva zvaitipa kubvunza manje kuti kana Messi ari kuBarcelona ndopaari kukwanisa kuwana sapoti anenge achida kuti akadhifendwa zvakadai anokwanisa kuita sekukunyika ipapo asi iye zvino ndikuona kunge havasitamba seteam aveArgentina vanga vachimbotarisa kuti Messi ndiyatangoita mashura asi vaendesa mberi ari ega saka I think pane too much pressure on Messi and less pressure on Cristiano Ronaldo
Very interesting
That's
there.
A very good point, though.
And Mike, I just wanted to ask, koro yema fans panguva iyo iyi World Cup ndeye nokuti tiri kuona vamwe Paris vanenge vachiwiwidza musodzi chaiwo kana matimu avo akwanisa kurusa kana kuhwina. Unoona zvakamira sei? Tombotarisa fanike Nigeria ine vatsigiri vayo vanoenda neuwandu uyezve vakapfeka zvipfeko zvekuti newe unoti ya zvechokwadi vanogona kutsigira timu yavo. Unoona zvakamira sei parole iyoyi? Yevatsigiri pamutambo.
Pamutambo, tikatarisa mafans ndoanonzi the 12th player. Kunyanya kuita ruzha kwavanoita kunoita kuti maplayers anzwe manyukunyu kuti aiwa ndirikutambira nyika yangu. Ndosaka vari kuenda vakawanda kudaro. Ndingatingotarisai kubva all the way kubva kuArgentina vachienda kuRussia. Mari yese inenge yakabuda ipapo ndikuona vanhu vane vana vane chii. And then ndosaka ichinzwawo kuti the world's most beautiful game because pane maemotions anobuda bhora rinotorwadza zvamunoona kudai.
Ichokwadi.
Saka mafans chaiwo chaiwo anobatsirawo kuti iwo uine bhora uchinzwa kuti aiwa vekwangu vari kunditsigira. Kunyanya ivo maAfricans vaya ndovandiri kutoti aiwa haisi Nigeria chete isiwo kuZimbabwe tirikuvasapota vari kuCameroon vari kusapota vari kuGhana continent yese yakamira makatimirira muri vashoma kudaro
Mike over to you
alapa balaleli siyamuzwa unkosazana Malin Chedza gadzirai uthinte indaba yezinengi into yokuqala uchasile ukuthi kanti amaqembu e-Africa kuyini okwenzakalayo njengoba not even one African team has performed besides iSenegal njalo iqembu eleNigeria so ngimbuzile uShalun ukuthi kanti mama kuyini okwayenzakala kuleli qembu ele-Egypt ama-Pharaohs wangichasisela wathi indaba ekhona nxa sesixoxisa ngeqembu leli ele-Egypt is indaba e-concentration yena ubona ngani iqembu umdlalo vele baya they are very good bayadlala umdlalo ngendlela emangalisayo kodwa indaba le econcentration bafethu limzulu mama Mavelas uke wachasisela kubalaleli abesishoneni kuhlelo lwethu iextra time lo Mike Hobe esithi it's never over until the fat lady sings yikho lokho okushiwo ngumalolo and then uphinde wathinta le ndaba home based advantages. It's a consumer. I'm a fans. What role do you play? What? It's very simple. In one phrase, fans are the 12th man on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, nga ama fans ako eti, hey, hey, masambe team Big Mike, lami ngizadlala ngendlela emangalisayo. So, bafethu nga usekela iqembu le Nigeria. Please support, support, support.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mike Tiripa, 14 minutes into match yedu parijino, which is 0-0. Asipani vamo varikunyora panapa, varikunyora rigaiti mbo tarisa hanzi na Kathy Maz. Messi angova zuru rapinda nyoka. Dr. Roko harikuita hanzi. Yes, kuona kwake. Apana shahari kunyanyuita shakakosha. Ndokunyora kurikuita hanzi. Apana. Go Musa, go. Sakari kusapota Ahmed Musa weku Nigeria. Kathy Maz arikuti afara Messi andisi kuzota hapa hanzi Messi afara nei
right, Marlene, there's something that I really want to touch on. Russia are playing in such a manner that is so it's beyond expectation. How important is it for them to take this home, firstly, and secondly, is it that they are playing at home that's helping them play so well?
Mike, thanks a lot for that. And just before I get to answer that, I just want to say that I'm watching this game and Messi has just scored.
Don't suck a mini.
So going back to the Russian issue, you know, going into the World Cup, if you look at the FIFA World Rankings, Russia was actually the lowest ranked team going into this World Cup. So, you know, not much as expected of Russia in terms of their performance in the World Cup. But then, you know, they won 5-0 against Saudi Arabia. They won 3-1 in their second game. You know, that has sparked a lot of interest from the Russians themselves. And as I have said before, with the 12 men here at home, there's always that thing that is called home advantage in any particular instance. As long as you're at home and your fans are behind you, you have an edge over whatever team you're playing. So that has also raised their hopes for them to go further than what we all thought they would do.
Now, what are their chances of taking the World Cup?
Well, the World Cup, no. I wouldn't think they would go that far because I'm also looking at teams like Mexico. I'm really impressed by Mexico. I'm looking at teams like even Uruguay. I'm looking at Portugal even. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo definitely wants to get the World Cup. You know that soccer rivalry between Ronaldo and Messi.
Of course.
Either of them would want to get the World Cup first before them. So I do applaud Russia for their performance and what they've done, especially as hosts. They totally have impressed me, but I wouldn't think they would take the World Cup.
Now, speaking on the issue of course, Cristiano Ronaldo. I call him Malumpe because he's marvelous. He goes crazy about him.
Yes.
What I'm trying to understand is...
Mike, maybe before we go there to talk about Ronaldo, I hear Zifa is on the line. So, Tolisani Gwesela, I know that he's very busy. So, let's just take him and then we'll go back to, you know, the discussion we're having. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Makadi, you come on Gwesela?
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Gwesela? Hello? Something is not right about this phone. Hello? Hello, we're going to try and call him back. I think his line just dropped, but we wanted to hear from Zifa because he was actually in Russia, I think, when the game started. So we wanted to hear what's on the ground. But go ahead and talk to
Malin. So, masibuyele ku Malin. Malin, Angithi, you're still there.
Yes, I am still here.
Okay. So, Mina, I was speaking about the issue of, well, let me not call him an issue. I just don't like him as a player. But anyway, I want to touch on the issue of age. Cristiano is, I believe, 34 years of age.
Yes.
This could
33,
that is correct. A lot of players that are headed towards that, you'll see most of them are looking towards retirement. Most of them are looking towards... I guess this would arguably be their last World Cup. First of all, is his age something that affects his performance? Because I remember having this discussion with Marvelous not so long ago, where I was saying that a lot of players you'll see are headed towards the end of their careers internationally in this World Cup. And that's one thing that seems to be inspiring. Now, could that be something that's inspiring Cristiano to play the way he's playing?
I would definitely agree with that. And I would want to give an example of the current World Cup holders, which is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't seen many changes in the German team that won in 2014. Mm-hmm. You're looking at Müller, you're looking at Toni Kroos, you're looking at all those players. But then if you look at their performance at this World Cup, why they were even beaten by Mexico is that their paces somehow slowed down. And, you know, a soccer career at any level, it's quite short-lived. Mm-hmm. Only maybe as a goalkeeper will you get to probably the 40. Age of 40.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. But then, you know, an infield player, age catches up with you real quick. You're talking of injuries. You're talking about, you know, especially if you're looking at injuries and the healing time of a 21-year-old as compared to a 30-year-old, they're totally different. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you look at the work ethic of Cristiano Ronaldo, if mm-hmm. you look at his diet even, you know, I remember one former African player and I remember Patrice Evra saying, if you want to interact with Ronaldo, go for something else which is not lunch because you just drink water. And
liquid diet.
You've got a very, very strict diet, which is the same as Messi as well. But then, you know, if you want to look at even our African players, oh, no, go shoot at 28, 29, wapera.
Mm-hmm.
So age definitely catches up with you in any sport. Mm. So yes, that's an attributing factor, and it slows you down. And especially if you're going to be playing against 19, 21-year-olds,
yes.
you really definitely need to be at the top of your game.
It's a young man's game.
Aiwa, apo ndafara nezvamataura izvozvi kuti, you know, like when people look at players like Ronaldo, like you're saying, kuti they actually vano investa mune zvavari kuita. Uyezve, you know, like what you're saying, kuti anenge atori ne strict diet yaanodya, ane zvaanoita training yaanoita kuitira kuti arambe ari mushape. Asi nhasi izva raMessi uyo ari kutamba neNigeria pari zvino. Ndiri kuona tapa 22 minutes asi hazvisi kuluka zvakanaka naka izvi. Ichingori 1. Vanhu vari kutambira sei chibodzwa chaMessi?
Vano vanofarira Messi vari kutofara zvisingaiti. Asi tingotarisawo kuti matambiro akaita Argentina against Croatia neIceland vana vazhinji vana kunyanyofara nazvo. Asi vaingoti paNigeria paMessi ndopaachatobudirwa anogona kutogohwisawo 3 sezvakangoitawo Ronaldo. Saka nekusadyiwa kwakamboita Argentina neNigeria, I think confidence yeArgentina is higher than yeNigeria. Saka veNigeria, I hope the last few minutes within the first half, cannot be first half, because usually Nigeria, matambiro avo vanochinja game in the second half. Saka tirungo hopa kuti coach achanyatsotaura nawo mo changing room, kuti aiwa komana bora richiripo.
Pangave nekakutya here apa kuti tiri kutamba ne one of the world's greatest players, Messi, saka pamwe uno ndozvimwe zvinoitika here izvi kana vachitamba vatambi ava?
Zvinoitika panenge paine kakutya, asi mukatarisa matambiro anenge akuita mateams acho nevanhu vakaita sana Messi. Mm-hmm. Messi akangopiwa bhora, munoona madefender ese achienda kana kunomuvharidzira kuti asawane paanopinda napo.
Mm-hmm.
And then tisingakanganwi mukatarisa mustadium masupporters eArgentina kuwanda kwakaita, zvandanditaura zviya zvekuti ruzha runoitwa nemasupporters runotoaffecta even maplayers ari muground. Saka ndozvandirikuona zvimwe zvekutoaffecta Nigeria zvinobva zvavaitawo pasi. And kana semamira zvakaita iye Messi Nigeria 0 Argentina 1, ruzha ruri kubva kune masupporters eArgentina. Saka ava vatove under pressure, zvinogona kutovakanganisa morale yavo at the moment.
Mombobata makadaro, let's go back to our live streamers. We see panapa Elton Lee Chiremba Hansi. I'm an African, but King Messi all the way. Ndo uri kutaura mukomba Elton vari panapa. Kathy Maz Hansi refu akavenga Africa uyu. Arikuti
refu asingatoita zvakanaka.
Hansi na Elton again, King Messi all the way. Love more Mafunda. Arikuti Messi uya watanga.
Mm-hmm.
But sema Africa, let's not lose hope. Saka he's saying, Messi atanga basa rake asi, Africa ngairege kuita sei kuwanikwa vachitsamwa zvinogona kuchinja munguva inotevera.
Right. So, guys, just to give you all an update, okwamanje iqembu ele Nigeria risadlala kanye leqembu ele Argentina. It's 1-0 to Argentina. Lionel Messi, of course, Messiah himself, is the one who put the bag away. But lingakhohlwe njalo ukuthi there's still another game that's being played. Iqembu ele Iceland lisangqikelana leqembu ele Croatia. Iqembu ele Croatia have already gone through. Iceland are just playing their last game just before they say goodbye. Now, just for our teams that have already gone home, Mama.
Tukona Morocco from Africa.
On the list. Pane Saudi Arabia.
Gulekembele,
Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Pane Iran. Pane Morocco. And now they're joined by Australia and Peru.
Asika tombo tari, so those that have actually made it. There is Uruguay and Portugal vachatamba ne Saturday. France yakamirira kuona kuti chatamba nani. Totarisazve Spain ne Russia vachatamba ne Shondo. Denmark yakamirira kuti ione kuti chatamba nani. Saka ndo Paris zvino, those are the teams that have progressed. Tombo mira kuona kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Right, Marlene, let's talk a little about the upcoming games. I see Senegal's next game is Colombia.
Yes.
How tough is that game?
I think it's not a walk in the park for either of the teams because of their confidence level at the moment. So they are at par. And then looking at the strengths that I've mentioned concerning the South American teams, the European teams over African teams. African teams, in as much as Senegal has played well, I still feel they haven't really been so good at set pieces. So Colombia can use that to their advantage. But then the height of the Senegalese players, they're very good control in the midfield as well, can also work to their advantage. It's going to be quite an interesting game on both fronts. So it's going to be 50-50. That's my view.
Now, we see also Tunisia will be taking on Panama. Is that something that could affect their chances of going through? We recently saw England obliterate Panama 6-1. Is Tunisia's squad good enough to obliterate Panama? And of course, if they do, does that mean that Tunisia goes forward?
I have a feeling that could be a dead rubber, just like the Australia and Peru game that was played today, because already Panama are on their way home. Tunisia, I'm not fancying their chances looking at their performance. But if they're lucky, hopefully they can go through. But no, I don't see them going through. Not at all.
Pakaomapo, Malin, saka iwewe urukuona navu iri kutambika pari zvino chimbotipa uka breakdown kezva urukuona. Ndiana ane advantage?
So far ane advantage Argentina. Ndo vari kunyanya tamba vachienda kune gore reNigeria. Nigeria iri kuomerwa nekuenda mberi stereki kuArgentina. Madefenders eArgentina ari kugona zvakanyanya. Kunyanya futi midfield yeArgentina vari kucontrola game zvakanyanya. And then panyaya yekumhanyisana papace, ndikuona Argentina is faster than Nigeria. So the advantage, especially soon after the first goal, the advantage is with Argentina.
If you can hold on there, Timbo tarisa zvanga zviri kutaura vamwe vedu palive pama page de Facebook. Regai Timbo venga tinatinashe Justin Jambwa anga ari kutaura iye prediction yake anga achiti Argentina 2, Nigeria 1. Prosper Simbage Gave Guve anga achiti Argentina 3, Nigeria 0. Saka mumwe anofarira Argentina. Muja Lovu Makasa ari kuti bora paAfrica apo. Bridget Dugwa ari kuti Argentina 2, Nigeria 0. Elliot Chinyadza anga achiti Nigeria 2, Argentina 1. Henry Mashaira, Argentina 1, Nigeria 1. Terence Neso, Mandizera, kuti Nigeria 3, Argentina 2. Ndo mafungiro angu. Richard Moyanzi, Argentina versus Nigeria. Nini ndinoona Argentina ichi win a game iri. Mukoma na uyuwe Argentina. Hanzi, ari kutiona kuti iye zvine zvine kuti vakatamba zvina kunyatsonaka munguva yapfuura nhasi. Vari kuda kunyatsoita sei kuratidza vanhu kuti zvofamba sei. Kuda kwashe chidemo abva atituka Mike akati hanzi handisi nanga.
Aiwa musakanda mabvonzo mukoma musaita zvekukanda mabvonzo.
Hanzi hatisi nanga isi kuti tizoti chichabuda asi tinotambira zvese zvinobva kuvanhu.
Kodwa ngibona ngani ithuba lokuthi umnumzana ngibona la i-comment eka Richard Moyo uyanga achithi Argentina versus ari kuona nge Argentina icha wina. Khanya ngani i-guess yakhe might just be correct ngenxa yokuthi yena uthe Argentina 1, Nigeria 0. Saka zvikagara zvakadaro iyani ngatokanda mabhonzo ake ani ngatogona.
Ehe, and ndiri kunzwa kuti tina caller gate mbenda tinzwe. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Ehe, tiri kutaura nani?
Kulumalo.
Oh, okay, Mike, kulumalo.
Yebo, mnumzana unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani baba?
Hayi ngiphilile, igama ngibani baba?
Ntendulani Sibanda.
Yebo Sibanda unjani mnumzana?
Ngiyaphila baba unjani?
Hayi ngiphilile. Baba usungenile kuhlelo.
Hey, hayi ngiyabonga manje hayi, kodwa ngiyaphela kade ngifuna asiko elikhuluma ngakho kwamanje.
Wow. Kanti awulasi isifiso so okay, wathi siyenze so ulasi isifiso naso ukukhuluma kancane usitshele umbono wakho mayelana ngemidlalo ehamba edlalwa khona manje.
Hayi emabholeni hayi andilalwazi kakhulu.
Hayi, hayi no problem baba, siyabonga kakhulu bekuhle
ukuba la kuhle. Nemfuno zepolitiki.
Hayi ezepolitiki ziyeza kusasa, sakudinga ngithi mnumzane.
Ya, lindiya.
Siyabonga.
Mhm. Yanzi ngikona baba.
Hayi wa, vanga chingoti hayi wa, zvenhapo hazvisi zvavo. Vanga zvichaganya hedzi politics.
Hayi wa mangwana. Mangwana nasa hatomboitaura zvenhapo nhasi kuitira kuti nokuti vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema chema mai kuti ii zvepolitics izvi musoro wakutema.
Vadombo bafuna kuphefumula kancane.
Mhm.
So bafethu kuti ngindinikeza ama statistics amancane ngamafishane. Enengi labantu bayasho ukuthi umnumzana uChristiano Ronaldo is playing ngendlela emangalisayo. Kodwa surprise, surprise, mama, he's not topping the top goalscorer.
I know, England is.
Okwamanje, sinomnumzane Harry Kane, he's the one who's topping the logs with 5 goals. So kulendele Cristiano Ronaldo, who's got 4 goals.
Yes.
Kanye, lo, Manchester's very own, Romelu Lukaku, with 4 goals. So kubuya lo, umfana lo, super sub, lo wase Russia, Denis Cheryshev, ole 3 goals. So kubuya njalo, umnumzane Diego Costa wase Spain, njalo odlala iqembu ele Chelsea, Gwele Gilandi with 3 goals. Kodwa singabheka ama assist kulo Alexander Golovin ole 2 assists odlala iqembu le Russia, uCarlos Sanchez lo odlala iqembu le Uruguay ole 2 assists. Sokubuya njalo uJames Rodriguez lo wase Real Madrid odlala iqembu le Colombia who has 2 assists.
Asipane vane ma yellow cards vari pano.
Nema red now.
Nema red regaitongotanga ne tongoti dadada pa ma yellow hapanzi Ormando Cooper woku Panama, Karim Il Ahmadi woku Morocco, Michael Ama Murillo woku Panama, Yusuf Poulsen woku Denmark, and then red carded paka ipapo Mike pana Carlos Sanchez
Moreno
Colombia, Igos irisene manchaguna ku pronounce
Smilnikov
ehe na Jerome Boateng woku Germany abo atenga apo of the red card paka ipa paka ipa saka ndo zviri kubuda izvo Mike
right. Mama, let's go back to Marlene. Mina ngifuna ukwazi. Marlene.
Yes.
Right. Ooh, Harry Kane, 5 goals. Mm-hmm. How dangerous is this boy right now for the World Cup?
I think looking at the England versus Panama game, that definitely heightened their confidence. I've never really had a lot of confidence in the way England has played.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 5-0 at halftime, that was massive. And especially, you know, especially at a World Cup, you know, you expect 2-1, 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when a team, I remember, you know, when Russia played Saudi Arabia and it was 5-0, I was quite shocked. And when I saw the halftime mark, you know, and I saw England with that goal difference against Panama, it was quite it was surprising. But you know with such confidence levels, you know, when you're on top of your game, definitely the only other way to keep going atop is just a month of the World Cup, and then the next time you're going to have the World Cup is in 4 years time. So mm-hmm. I feel like players are going to exert themselves, so of course Harry Kane will be very dangerous going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now England are always usually the strongest team on paper.
But this time we've seen it translate
to real
on
reality.
The pitch.
Now, is this something that we can depend on and go, okay, finally, what we always see on paper but never just translates is finally translating to something that could lead to a World Cup victory?
I would want to say that, yes, England are always very strong on paper. But then, you know, their first performance wasn't that impressive to me. So I wouldn't see them really going very, very far in this campaign. And then, you know, looking at the group as well, England, Belgium. You know, Belgium is also not a team to just look down upon. Mm-hmm. Or Panama and Tunisia, yes, they're basically on their way out. But then, you know, I'm looking at also the talent of, you know, all these teams at the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's not just Germany. It's not just Spain. There's spread of talent is just across all these teams.
Small because teams most are playing.
They're actually plying their trade in Europe. So, you know, each and every team, including a team like even South Korea, you've got players that are playing, you know, at the top flight level. You're looking at Colombia. You're looking, you know, they're world-class goalkeepers. Everybody is there at the World Cup. So in as much as England have a strong squad on paper, I feel like, you know, everybody else is equally matching them as well.
Tiri Papo, Malin, there are team ungathi wewe who have become like surprises, who probably went into the World Cup very much underdogs. As if vava new kura vava enda vari pamusoro parizvino.
Teams, it's unfortunate already Group A, Group B, and Group C were to decide. But it's 2007, Matambira kaita Iran, Russia in itself, yes, Maos, Zao, but we tikatarisa ranking ya wupa FIFA, kwa FIFA rankings, waka pinda nekuti ndo varu kuhosta. But mukaona ma score lines, varu kubura, pa ma 5-0, ma 3-1, akatondisamisa zvakare. And then Iceland. Iceland, I know nyanyo ndishamisa, but iri kushamisa at a World Cup level. But tisakangane kuti ningirini Iceland, ndo yakatobudisa England kuma Euro, uko vachitamba as my European team. So it's also not a team yekutarisira pasi. But takatarisa mu World Cup, vanaingoti Icelander, kunyanya payakatamba neArgentina, vanhu vakatoshamisika kuti Iceland ndo iri kutonyanyo mhanyisa chi Argentina. And then totarisa kuti even Colombia, Japan as well. In a negative way is Germany because
the cup holders
in Gakundu and Mexico, especially being the holders. Now, what happened? Manos of Budiro from a quarter final, but the right one in Mexico is Rondo Kundishamita
Pasaganyazis.
I said, those are the teams, the World Cup. You know, we have what's your prediction at the end of this whole World Cup? Do you have any favorites?
Well, my favorite was Germany at the beginning, but now I'm being forced to look at other options. And hey, it's a bit difficult for me right now. I'm looking at Brazil, maybe, but then they haven't really impressed me so far. I'm also looking at Mexico. Mexico themselves, I like the way they've exerted themselves at this World Cup. And I'm also rooting for Portugal itself. Even Spain can also pull a surprise, especially because Spain are going to play against Russia and Portugal are playing against Uruguay, which is an even tougher match. So I think I'm going with those teams for now.
So, Mama, I know kuti mamboita oka hurukuru ne vanhu vekwa Hausa service.
Yes. Regating bones, kuti vanga vachitichi, vanga var, of course, you know, the Nigerian team, yakatakura Africa, neyo Senegal, yakatakura Africa on their shoulders, because munhu wese akatarisa kuti chichi chabuda pamutambo wanhasi. Uyezve vanga vanewo zvavari kuwishira, saka taka tiri pana pata, I think, ku 36th minute, but things are not looking
still not
too
looking
good
for Nigeria. So, Bafetu, let's just take you to a video that Marvelous did with Yusuf Aliyu Harande of the Hausa Service, where he comments on his predictions of the game.
Aiwa, apo tinenge tatambo enda ku recap yezvakamboitika.
Tunisia ne iyo yanga recap ye Tunisia payakatamba neji.
But tikuzoti tine mumwe munyarikane wedu tichangomutora kwekanguva kapfupi nekuti ndofunga vari kuonawo bora. Hello.
Baba Hatebe. Hello. Baba Hatebe ukhona icingweni?
Nareza wa meno Mike dzirikuita sei. Hello. Anzi phone yawe ya dropa, but we wanted to also take you to the Nigerian you know, the our own people in house. I did a video earlier on from you know, our Hausa service to look at what they are feeling right now as their team take on, you know, this giant you know,
Argentina.
Argentina.
With the Messiah.
With the Messiah. So I had a chat with one of the reporters from the Hausa service in Nigeria. Let's take a look at what they had to say.
Yes, of course. Nigeria needs to draw on this match in order to move ahead for the next game.
And what is the mood like in Nigeria and also here in, you know, the Hausa service?
Yeah, absolutely. Nigerians all over the world are very, very enthusiastic about the performance of their players, and they're very fully anxious to see how this game takes place.
Who are the major players from Nigeria that, you know, people should be looking out for, or that your team is expecting to really be spectacular at today's match?
Yeah, absolutely. The key player is Ahmed Musa, which a lot of people are looking onto what he's going to do. And so also there are players like Abdullahi.
Varikukandirwa mahatsi nemalike emukoma vekuNigeria pane varikuvafarirawo pano paFacebook page.
Vayavuma lavo vesiti Ahmed Musa ula ituva likona rokuti iye anogona kungotamba zvinonwisa mvura.
Ndozvavari kutaura, ndiri kuona vari kukanda mahatsi nemalike nekuti vazhinji pari zvino ainoo kuti vari kutarisa iwo mutambo uyu, asi kune avo vanesu, aiwa tinokuchingamidzai. Uyezve kana muri kungobva kupinda muchirongwa, ibvai madzvanya pakanzi like kuitira kuti tikakwanisa kukubatai panhare. Hamba neshamwari dzenyu dzinobva dzakunzwai, asi tiri kukandirwa mahatsi nemalike pana pamike ndokunga zvekufaya. Ah, vanhu vari kungotaura izvozvi kuti tiri kuona zvedu love more sekuverenga kwandamboita anzi Messi uya watanga. But sema Africans, let's not lose hope.
Mbona kukhasiletwa lesigizi silo Alan uya sishayela ama wave unjani. Alan Mohamed Farouk uti thumbs up, lawe thumbs up, ino kuti thumbs up, uChemwa Fortune uti hello, hello Chemwa, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Tiri kunzwa kuti umuzi. Yes, take him.
Baba Hatebe unjani?
Sikhona, lingabe linjani labalaleli?
Hayi, siphilile baba Hatebe. So lamhlanje iqembu ele Nigeria lingqikilana leqembu ele Argentina. Baba, umbuzo wami oqala, ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi yini prediction yakho nalomdlalo?
Kungumdlalo ongathi unzima kakhulu kuqembu le Nigeria. Ngiyazi abaningi basekela iqembu le Nigeria njengoba livela ngapha eAfrika. Kodwa sizananzelela ukubana iArgentina layo izama ukubana ihambe kuhlandla elilandelayo leWorld Cup. Ngibone ngathi ilethuba elihle lokubana inqobe yona iArgentina. Kodwa uzananzelela ukubana amaqembu amaningi ebesicabangela ukubana ngamaqembu amancane ayenza kakuhle kuleyi iWorld Cup. Kodwa ngibona kwami, ngibone ngathi iArgentina izanqoba umdlalo lowo odlalwayo ngalesi isikhathi.
Right, kodwa baba ubona ngani amathuba, ithuba likhona lokuthi iqembu le Nigeria can beat iqembu le Argentina?
Sebedlale imzuzu esihambe ibanga elide kuhlandla lokuqala. Ngokubona kwami ngibona ngathi kuzaba nzima ngoba iArgentina ungathi yiyo esihlasela kakhulu ukwedlula iqembu leNigeria. Kuzadingakala ke ukubana uma besiya kukhefu bezame ukukhulumisana ke abafana beNigeria ukuze masibe buya kuhlandla lesibili bezame ukubana bethole okungathi kungaba ngcono ikakhulu lapha emvikini kumidfield. Ngibone ngathi ikho lapho abakhulelwa khona.
Abantu abakubulawayo okwamanje bathini ngalo mdlalo?
Abantu bayakholisa kakhulu ngomdlalo lowu oweWorld Cup. Uzananzelela ukubana kuyabe kulabadlali abakhulu abomhlaba wonke. Ube usunanzelela njalo ukubana kulamaqembu eAfrika ahambileyo esiyamelela iAfrika, ukugoqela yona le ebesiyixoxa ngayo iNigeria. Yona ethe ngokunqoba umdlalo wabo wokugcina lapho Ahmed Musa ahlohle kwabakabili, abaningi bathemba ukubana izayenza kakuhle. So abantu balokujabula kakhulu bethakazelela lakhona okokwenzakeleyo lamhlanje ukubana i-tournament le eyeWorld Cup isiyenelisile ukuthi lamhlanje ifikise ama-goals angu-100.
Watomboenda mukoma muzi, tinotenda munogara muchititsigira. Takatarisa mutambo uyu weNigeria neArgentina, vanhu vari kubulawa ikoko vari kuti chii, vari kuona sei, vari kutambira sei zviri kuitika kuWorld Cup?
Vanhu vari kufara zvikuru. Ukatarisa kazhinji kana iri World Cup kunenge kune vatambi vanotamba kunyika dzakati wandei saka vazhinji vanenge vakatarisira kuti kana munhu achisupportawo Manchester United voti inini ndinofamba nemutambi anotambira Manchester United tichienda kuWorld Cup iyi vazhinji vanga vakatarisira kuti Messi naRonaldo sevatambi vanhu vanogara vachivakompea saka vanhu vanofara Sterik iyezve vachifarira nematimu ekuAfrica aenda kuti ange achikwikwidza kumutambo uyu weWorld Cup.
What do you think, you know, looking at what's going on at the World Cup, the Warriors can learn? Could they have made it, you know, in our dreams?
I think it's very possible. It all goes down to planning. I think we need to put our planning first and know or what we achieve, we want to achieve. And we also need to appreciate the fact that it's not going to be an overnight thing to go to the World Cup. And once we make it to the World Cup, I think that gap is slowly closing in terms of the established teams and these other teams that are upcoming. You want to look at the way Morocco play. They must they might have lost their opening two matches and drawn that match with Spain yesterday. But we need to appreciate the effort they put and the way they played. You look at the way Senegal is coming up. Egypt had also their challenges with Salah getting that injury just before the World Cup. But he proved as well that he can achieve something by getting two goals. So what we can learn is once we are at that stage, nothing is impossible. We can achieve a lot. But before we even talk about going to the World Cup, we need to put our house in order. We need to come up with a long-term plan, something that I think we currently don't have at the moment with our local football.
Please hold on. I understand we have a caller. Regate Mbenda Kwavari. Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Tukutaura nani? Nare dzenyatsonzwika asi mungoti gaga muri kuona sei nyaya yenhabvu iyi foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika mukoma hello taura henyu
hello
Regaiti thank you so much but I think we have to drop hello Regaiti ende kune mumwe muteereri hello
hello
Tiri kutaura nani
Mutaura na Tenten Matutu.
Muri kupi mukoma?
Muri ku Pretoria, Pretoria West.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Muri kuona ose mutambo uyu Nigeria ne Argentina. Munofunga kuti ndiani achakunda?
Mafungiro angu ava kuti tode kupfuura Nigeria nekupfuura.
Oh. Munofunga kuti ndiani achanwisa?
Ma.
Ndiani wamunofungidzira kuti achanwisa? Aiwa pakanaka pakadaro muve nezuva rakanaka
ndizvototenda
sotini Matutu
ari kusiye ari kufunga kuti Nigeria zvinenge zvichaita
mhlophe weMatutu evalaleli mzwili umnumzana uMatutu umlaleli usandongena kuhlelo uti yena lo mbono wakhe even though iArgentina is 1-0 up ithuba lisasekhona lokuthi iNigeria ama-Super Eagles bazohlohla kabili baze banqobe kulo mdlalo. So mama, awusitshele phela ukuthi what's the current score?
At the moment, judging from what I'm seeing, we're on 45 minutes. It's still 0 Nigeria, 1 Argentina. But regaitende kune ma-experts dari on the ground ava ku Zimbabwe. Tombodzokera kuna Miss Malini Gadzirai. Malini.
Yes.
Chimbotipawo wanga uchinzwa zvachitaurwa namuzi ari kuBulawayo uko ko mararomo zviri kutambirwa sei nyaya yenhabvu iyi
ndinowirana nezvaanga achitaura kuti iwo kana uine timu yaunosapota kuSpain kana kuti kuEngland unongotiti aiwa inini semunhu weReal Madrid ndiri kutosapota Portugal nekuti kuri kutambwa nani naRonaldo kana kuti inini wekuBarcelona ndiri kusapotawo Messi inini weArsenal ndosapotawo iwobvi ari kutambirawo Nigeria ndokungosiyana-siyana kwemaonero atiri kuita mutambo sezvandambotaura kuti gore rino wotati ine talent kwese kwese maplayers emanchester united etottenham vese variko saka asapoti yakati wandei kumateams akasiyana-siyana
just hold on mike over to you
mina ngifuna ubuze uhadebe baba bahadebe angithi ukhona ecingweni
yebo lokho engikhona
right ku-world cup lena sesibona amaqembu lawa especially these unknown teams. And when I say unknown, I mean they're known in terms of world football. Go to ama rankings abo vele, you'll hear with their number 40, number 50. Go to I performance abo badlala ngendlela emangalisayo. Is there a chance ukuthi kulumnyaka ku 2018 FIFA World Cup sizabona an unknown team take this World Cup?
Amathuba wona lawa engaba khona ungakhangela iqembu le Portugal abaningi kade bekhangelele uRonaldo ukuthi ayenze izimanga. Ye uyenze kakuhle ikakhulu ku game yabo yokuqala lapha badlale kwaba yi 3-3 le Spain. Wabuya wahlohla lapho bedlala le Morocco, kodwa ungakhangela igame abayidlale izolo ibingathi igame yakhe akusiyo liyana esiyibonileyo mhlawumbe ku game ye Spain. Ubusukhangela uMessi la nxa nje esanda ukuhlohla besiya ku half time bekhokhela nge 1-0 ehlohle igol les 100 ku World Cup lonyaka. Njoba nge ngacho uzabona ukuthi ube ngakasho ku top form in terms of e World Cup. So kusuka kunike ithuba lawa amanye amaqembu abuyayo, ngoba abaningi abadlali abanjengabo Messi babe bevela kuma leagues abo njenge Spain lapho abadlali khona isikhathi eside balokudinwa okuthile. So kusuka kuwenze lawa amanye amaqembu amancane edlale kakuhle. Kodwa elinye iqembu elingathi lokheli lidlala kakuhle abantu bengakhulumi ngalo kakhulu, lokheli zama ukuthi liyethusele liqembu leEngland lizakhumbula ukuthi lile one World Cup title elayithatha ngabo 1960 khonale. Kodwa okwakhathi sibabuye labafana abancane abafana abangazakaliwo kakhulu ngaphandle kwabo Harry Kane, bona labo nguyo phezulu khatheso le 5 goals balakho ukubana bemangalise abantu abaningi. Ngitsho lona lalo iqembu leBelgium liqalise kakuhle ngamaqembu ke angathi engenza kakuhle.
Ngiphinde ngabuza lo sisi wami uMalin, sathinta le ndaba yokuthi on paper isikhathi esiningi iqembu leEgypt is the strongest. Nxa usukhangela on paper, nxa usukhangela amabizo that are there, it's usually the strongest. Manje lapha sesibone yebo bayishayela iqembu elePanama 6-1, but i-performance yabo wena ubona ngani ithuba likhona lokuthi i-England will finally stand up to what they are on paper?
Ithuba balalo lokho ngikutsho ngoba iWorld Cup play eyalonyaka ingathi ilezimanga ekutheni amaqembu esiyabe siwakhangele ukuthi enze kakuhle ungathi asuka abele lokusindwa kakhulu, kube sokunika ithuba ke amaqembu angakhangelelwanga. Njengokuwina njengoba usitsho sithi masikhangele emaphepheni iEngland abantu abaningi babe besithi ingenza kakuhle ngoba iba baqhasa umdlalo wenguqu balele league yabo abayithi English Premier League lakho kwenza ukuthi bebe njani belesisindo. Kodwa mase befika ku World Cup bavame ukubana be struggle, but masikhangela wathi esimbone ngathi baqaliseka kuhle ende balethuba elicatshileyo elingayenza ukubana bekhwele phambili beyithathe lenkenzo. Angithi ukubana bengayithatha, but liqembu elingathi abantu bengalikhangelelanga belibone lisiya phambili.
Anziko Mike pana
right aw mathatha nekumvunza
alright, Baba Hadebe. I want to get in with Hadebe. We are seeing, I don't know, like we were discussing with Malin earlier on that, you know, it seems like there are a lot of teams that were probably not, you know, people are not looking to them coming up and outshining the big teams like Germany. What are you seeing at the World Cup that's different this year?
Yeah, I think the major difference is that the gap is slowly closing. In terms of the so-called established national teams, as well as the upcoming national teams. And this is due to the fact that a number of players are now moving into these European leagues. Besides that, on our own here in Africa, because of technology, because of what is happening, we are also slowly applying scientific principles in terms of approaching our sport, not just in Africa, but across the globe. It's very easy these days to try and come up with a research on a particular subject in sport, which can help any organization. And that is really helping a lot. But another contributing factor is the most of the high-profile players are coming from high-profile teams. They've had hectic seasons, especially if you look at their own leagues as well as the Champions League. So there is a lot of fatigue when they come into the World Cup, whereas in terms of freshness, the other players will be fitter. And we have seen the teams like Iran, we've seen teams like Morocco coming up with that high-pressing game that has kept the established teams on their toes. So that also is playing a big contribution.
Mm. Pana mkoma Phineas tichaona stole pana panzi ini hangu Belgium ndoi chatora mkombe anzi vani mungata ure nyusha kawanda asi kwa varivo Belgium. What's your take on the Belgian team?
I think it has done tremendously well, and you're looking at one of their players as well as being the one of the top scorers with 4 goals and playing at Manchester United. Hazard Roman also in there with 2 goals. So they are really a strong team when you want to look at them. They're a balanced team. But my fear with Belgium is they are most likely to fall prey to a situation that affected or always affected one of my favorite teams when it comes to the World Cup. Unfortunately, they are not at the World Cup this time, failing to make it. That is Holland. Mm-hmm. Holland would do well in terms of having a strong squad. They will do well in terms of building up to the final. But when it matters most at the final stage, around the semifinals, they will always disappoint. And the biggest disappointment this time being them out of the 2018 FIFA World Cup. But they are definitely one of the favorites. They have a balanced team. But I think they might just fail at the last hurdle their way. It matters most. But no doubt they have a terrific team.
Mm, tinenge takusika kumagumo, Mike. Tomboenda kuna Malin.
Right, Malin, we're reaching the end of the program, so I'm going to ask you, I guess, to echo your last sentiments. Tambutara, yes, Zimbabwean football.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen teams like South Africa, of course it was by default because they were the host of the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've seen teams like that make it to the World Cup, and Zimbabwe seems to be a team that has a team that is capable of getting there. Is there a chance that within the next, Lord knows, 8 years, I'll be nice and say 8 years, we will see Zimbabwe in the World Cup?
I'd want to say no, because of the way our football has been administered so far. We do not have development teams. You know, it's very interesting that, you know, we're so happy that we're record holders of the COSAFA title, but then we spent our best team there to South Africa, right? And we won the COSAFA Cup. But then if you look at the other Southern African countries, you know, they're sending their development teams there. They're sending their under-19s. They're sending their under-23 teams there, which is what I feel Zimbabwe should be investing in if we have any hope of going to the World Cup. But if we're going to get in Costa Namuinesu to go and celebrate winning a COSAFA Cup in the next 8 years, you won't even be playing for the Warriors. If we are going to be celebrating Kamabilia to 28 now for winning the COSAFA title now, if you have Ovidi Karuru, all those players, within the next 8 years, I feel they would have retired. Let's invest in development in Zimbabwean football. You know, we've got Coca-Cola going on. We've got 16-year-olds playing football there. It's better for us to go and lose at the COSAFA title, but let's have that development team gel for years and years, and then we have any chances of even going to AFCON before even dream of the World Cup.
Very interesting take that. Maybe, Mr. Adebe, if you can come in and also weigh in on what Malin just said when we look at the Warriors. I know right now we're in FIFA World Cup, but it's on halftime, so...
Yeah, I think she summed it very well there to say that we have a long way to go.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you so much for having been our guest here and, you know, giving us your take, Mike.
Thank you so much, Mafetu. Thank you, Baba Khatebe. Thank you so much, Marlene. It was so great having you guys on the program. For everyone else who joined our program, siyabonga kakhulu, Bafetu. Just as an update, iqembu ele Argentina are beating iqembu ele Nigeria. Bafetu isikhathi iso esesiphelile. Kodwa masidibane ngeviki ezayo. Olivalisayo ngumayikhovu eZimbabwe muhle. Have a good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who is saying, have a good night and let's continue to watch FIFA World Cup.
How?